is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is shut down. Now in its second full day, millions of American workers at risk, including National Guard members, some of whom are being ordered into cities across the country.
A lot of these people had paying civilian jobs, and they left those. They're now spreading mulch and cleaning up trash in D.C. They're being sent to Portland to train. We're also talking about Memphis. We're talking about Baton Rouge, Louisiana. There are a lot of cities where Trump wants to send these guard troops. So the number I calculated is 3,600 troops that could potentially be operating across U.S. cities.
That's ABC's Ann Flaherty. Congress is off today. No votes because of Yom Kippur. Two Delta Airlines regional jets colliding at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night. At least one person was injured in what's being called a low-speed collision. The U.N. says it's closely monitoring the flotilla of ships loaded with aid for Gaza after the Israeli Navy boarded the ships and brought the activists on board to Israel. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A partial government shutdown means uncertainty for federal employees in Wisconsin. There are some 18,000 civilian federal workers in the state. The partial shutdown went into effect just after midnight and is the first such shutdown since 2018. A second judge enters the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court.
We need to draw a line in the sand and stop the destruction of our courts, especially our state Supreme Court.
Conservative Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar announcing her candidacy in a four-minute long video. Concerning poll findings regarding political violence in the U.S., a new Marquette Law School national poll finding a partisan divide among Republicans. 57% say left-wing violence is the bigger problem, while 50% of Democrats see right-wing violence as a bigger problem. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
middle of another 50-minute music hour.
Just good song after good song.
On 99.7 Max FM.
FM.
This
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I will walk 500. Be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down.
the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
What you say is true.
ready to go for the green and gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill ride near the heart of Wisconsin Dells, open year-round.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General Manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for AJ Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with AJ and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have AJ with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than AJ. High, high character individual. But I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations, and I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, you know, we're a ways out from that, so we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7 Max FM. Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing.
Area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. 99.7 Max FM.
She was doing what she told me how to walk this way. She told me to
walk this way. Walk this way.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Communicate, pull out your body beat.
the night.